Shalom and welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 144, Kuf Mem Daled. Ibn Ezra notes that this psalm must have been written at a time when David finally had peace, when, as he says, David sat in his palace and God granted him safety from all his enemies. That's a verse from the second book of Samuel 7:1. For this, explains Ibn Ezra, is the tenor of the psalm. It's a prayer of gratitude to God, blessing him and thanking him, though not without at least one plea. But the majority of the psalm is an expression of gratitude, a series of songs to God, and a recognition of what God has done for him until that point. Le David. Baruch Adonai Tzuri Hamelamed Yadai Lekrav Etzbo'otai Lemilchama. To David. Bless God, who is my rock, taught my hands battle, taught my fingers about war. The gracious one, my fortress, my high tower, my savior, my shield, he whom I trust, who subdues my people under me. Adonai, ma adam v'tedaeu ben adam v'tachshaveu, adam lehevel dama yamav ketzel over. Lord, what is man that you should acknowledge him? Son of man that you should make account of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Adonai had shamecha v'teret, ga beharim v'yeshanu. God, bow your heavens, O come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Barok barak utifitzem shelach chitzecha utuhumein. Cast forth your lightning and scatter them. Shoot your arrows and destroy them. Shlach yadecha mimarom pitzeni v'atzileni mimayim rabim miyad b'nei mechar asher pihem diber shav v'iminam yamin sheker. Send your hand from above, rescue me. Save me from great waters, from the hand of strangers whose mouth speaks vanity and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Now with all the positivity of the psalm, we still notice two verses which seem to stand out in their sobering, even depressing reality. Verses 3 and 4. They say, Lord, what is man? Man is like a breath, a passing shadow. These verses are actually adapted to the Tziduk Hadin prayer, which bereaving family recites at a funeral. Roth and Sharvit, in their book Pirkei Tehillim, address this question and note this represents the unique position of the king of Israel in the world, as opposed to other nations and their version of monarchy. In the other nations, there's a concept of the divine right of kings. The ruler is godlike, predetermined before birth, unable to sin, infallible. David rejects this and humbly accepts his humanness at a time when he should boast of his great accomplishments. Verse 5 uses imagery to ask God to battle his enemies, or to continue to do so. Hat Shamecha is a call for God to descend from the heavens. God Beharim, touch the mountains, is interpreted by Sforno and others as show your smoke to the leaders of nations, or Malbim understands it as when you descend upon the mountains, you will light up the enemies of God with fire. Either way, the imagery is meant to be directed at David's enemies and continues in verse 6 with lightning and arrows, in verse 7 with God's hand saving him from the Bnei Nechar, the children of a foreign nation. The final verse seems to be a mini refrain, as it, together with the end of verse 7, is repeated entirely in verse 11. Pihem diber shav v'minam yamin sheker. Their mouths spew forth vanity, their right hand is falsehood. Elohim, shir chadash ashir alach benevel asor azamralach. I will sing a new song to you, God. On a harp of 10 strings, I will praise to you. Hanotein shua lamlachim apotzeh David avdo mecherev ra'ah. It is he who gives salvation to kings, saves David his servant from the harmful sword. Tzeini v'hatzileini miyad b'nei mechar asher pihem diber shav v'minam yamin sheker. Rescue and save me from the hand of strangers whose mouth speaks vanity. The right hand is a right hand of falsehood. This second song, a new song, desired by the psalmist to be directed to God, says he will use musical instruments to accompany. Verse 10, which speaks of God giving salvation to kings, Hanotein Shua, was taken by rabbis over 500 years ago to be used as the opening line of a prayer for the government in which the Jews were living at the time. The earliest sources refer to Salim, a king from the 16th century or leader of the Turks. Some modern commentators note that this line, however, might be subversive, as its source is our psalm right here, which is part of the theme where the psalmist asks God to deliver them from the evil leaders, the B'nai Nechar. Could it be that the authors of the prayer were just pandering to the authorities of the generation, but actually had a hidden message of redemption by choosing this verse? Verse 11, as we mentioned, repeats an earlier theme of asking God for deliverance from evil leaders and kings who speak vanity and act falsely. Now, the final section is the third song with a different theme. Asher banenu kinitiim migudalim binureyem binotenu kizaviot mechutavot tavnitechal. May our sons be like plants grown up in their youth. May our daughters be like cornerstones cut for the structure of a palace. Mizavenu mileim mifikim mizan elzan tzonenu malifot merubavot mechutzotenu. May our garners be full, our storehouses. May our sheep bring forth thousands and ten thousands in our fields. Alufeinu misubalim ein peret vein yotzet ein tzvacha. May our oxen be heavy laden, so there should be no breach or migration. May there be no loud cry in our streets. Ein tzvacha b'ruchavoteinu. And the final verse, Ashrei Am Shekachalo, Ashrei Am Shadonai Elohav. Fortunate are the people to whom this is the case. Fortunate is the people whose God is the Lord. A song of gratitude for our children, for our replenished storehouses, for our ample livestock, for serenity in our towns, for peace and joy under God's governance. Ashrei Am Shekachalo. Fortunate is a nation that experiences this. The rabbis appended this final verse of Psalm 144 to be used as part of the opening verses of Psalm 145, thereby adjoining Ashrei, that word, the holy metaphysical word, to the most spiritual psalm, which leads us to the final section of the book of Psalms, Psalms 145 to 50, what to 150, an enclosed unit about which we will presently discuss.